If you are not enjoying it, you are doing it wrong. If you are not enjoying it, you are not doing it right. This is a principle. And like all the principles, it applies to everything, big or small. If you don't enjoy life, you aren't doing it right. Oy, that hurts. At least an hour a day, just after I get up in the morning, I don't enjoy life. So I must be not doing it right. I am going to look at that. But this principle is likely the underpinnings of another principle, the Anna Karenina principle. But what could you be doing differently, you ask? So, as I said I would, I looked. I found that for some weird reason your opinion, your emotion about your life is hinged on the quality of your sleep. It is so weird an idea, that I have muscle tested it several times, but every time the answer is yes. So when I feel my life is SHT, pardon my French, I look in my mood about my sleep. What does it have to do with the price of tea in China? Nothing, you say? I can see that. And yet the mind gets stuck in looking at how you felt about your sleep, and brings it to everywhere. To the price of tea in China. Lol. I found more things like that. My real linchpin energy, on the same level as Vine, the it has to go according to my plan energy, and arm in arm, is Genshin. Everyone reacts differently when the world doesn't obey their plan. Most are violent, forceful, angry, depressed, frustrated. I am a quitter. I quit. When the world doesn't obey me, I gently drop the ball and whisper some empty nothings to myself, like it wasn't meant to be. Blah blah blah. Weak. But ever since I got Genshin under control, I have a strategy, not quit yet. Look first. I have found that 100% of the time I quit prematurely. There are ways that the world is holding out on me, needing me to look. This Genshin energy is a prime example that unless you look, unless you are willing to abandon the mood you have about your sleep, for example, you can't and won't move forward. I have been focusing on proving and proving and proving to myself that if I look, it is not over. My automatic behavior is still to quit without looking. And guess what? My Genshin is only 10%. One of my students' inner machine is built very much like mine. His Genshin is 91%, down from 100%. His superpower is entertainment. And nowadays every time he wants to entertain, he feels he has nothing to say. I suggested to him to start reading the phone book, and find his way back to being funny. You can't change the direction of a stationary object, but if you can start moving it in any direction, it will be easy to change its direction. Pure simple elementary school physics. Another student of mine has Vine so strong, that it overrules everything else. But when she doesn't get her way, which is most of the time, she is forceful, pretending to be cheerful, and she hurts. Mostly herself, but often enough others. Her favorite exercise was directing traffic. It is from the integrity course, you tell things to be exactly the way they are. And feel energy through their behavior. You tell a car to stop at the red light and it stops. You tell a car to turn left when it has its directional signal out, and it turns. For Vine this is like heaven. All Vine ever wanted is for the world to obey what she wants. If she could really get the principle under that exercise, she could become a happy person, because the world, people, vehicles, the weather will always do what it does, and doesn't give a flying fig about what you want. Ever. Not your family, not your friends, not your clients. Not even your mind or your body. Darn, right? So the key to heaven is to allow and cheer on everything to be the way it is. And then you have some power to adjust, to move where you want to move, do whatever you want to do, because you are now free. As long as you are stuck being the managing director of the world, you can't do anything else. And your life is a life of frustration. This has been the most important learning about sleep. Sleep has its own rules, unbeknownst to me, and when sleep comes it comes. And the same is with dreams, and everything. The sun will blind me in the morning, so I wear a visor. The room is too hot at night, so I take cold water bottles with me to bed. My stomach acid is too weak, so I take acid tablets. These are areas where I used to be frustrated and unhappy. And one by one I remove them by accepting how things are, and then I have energy to find a way to cope with them, without forcing them to change. I hate reading nonfiction. I don't have a new novel to read. So I am watching all 8 Harry Potter movies. Adapt. Improvise. Overcome is the Marine Corps' motto. You don't have to be a Marine to adopt it as yours. Life is war. Get used to it. Want to know what is the bend of your machine? What energy is the linchpin? What energy dictates your emotional reaction when you don't get what you want, and what you pretend to be to cover it all up? I call these three energies your Bach profile, and I muscle test it. It is very educational. Without me diagnosing that I am a gentian, a quitter, I wouldn't have been able to beat it. Have I? 90% and the 10% I have, I now have an adapt, improvise, overcome strategy for. Does it take intelligence? Humility? Inventiveness? Yes. If you have the Ho Energy Audio, or the Heaven on Earth, even if you have the Effortless Abundance Activator, obviously they need to contain the Bach energies, including the three that makes you a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest. Oh, you didn't know you were a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest. Now you do. Those machine moves make you one-legged. Made me one-legged. But no amount of training, no amount of knowledge, no amount of crying made me two-legged. Until I knew what robbed me of my other leg. So in this context, knowledge is power. If you have been feeling that you are changing, you probably are. It will reflect in your Bach profile. Want to know what it says? Read more about the Bach profile. Go to www.yourvibration.com/1/Bach profile. P.S. When you say you need passion to do things, you are running vine. You want the fireplace to give you warmth before you give it wood. Don't be mistaken, almost all misery originates in vine, a complete misunderstanding how life works. The people who are successful in life are not necessarily smarter, they made up a story that is better than yours. They actually play mostly by life's rules, not something they made up when they were little. P.P.S. Those of you who think that reading articles will change your life, keep on thinking that.